So restricting travel, as we just heard, is one tool the federal government has to slow the virus. It's also trying vaccine mandates with mixed results. Yesterday, a federal judge in Missouri put a halt in 10 states to President Biden's vaccine requirement for workers in hospitals that receive federal money. At the same time, the Supreme Court let another vaccine requirement stand in Massachusetts. Joining us now is Emily Bazelon. She's a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, great to talk with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
And why don't we start with this ruling out of Missouri? Hospital and nursing home workers in 10 states won't have to be vaccinated just yet while the federal vaccine mandate makes its way through the court system. What's important to know about that ruling?
Well, this ruling challenges the emergency powers that the Biden administration invoked to require vaccines for healthcare workers or to require weekly testing and wearing masks. It's a ruling that comes from Judge Shelp, who is a Trump appointee in St. Louis, and he's saying effectively that in this early stage in the case, he thinks that the government should lose because it has exceeded its powers. He talked a lot about how expensive the mandate would be for employers, and he said the federal government had not shown that it was truly necessary.
What does it mean for hospital workers in the 40 other states that were not involved in this case?
So far, it means that the vaccine mandate will hold in those places. But, you know, when you have a ruling from one judge like this, sometimes the government decides to stay the ruling. And so we'll see how all of this plays out, because the vaccine mandate was scheduled to go into effect on January 4th. And really, I should add, it's not exactly a mandate, since there's also a testing and masking possibility.
Right. And, you know, this is not the only ruling against the administration. Just recently, a federal court in New Orleans ordered a delay to the federal requirement that businesses with more than 100 workers require vaccines or that weekly testing. Why do you think the Biden administration is having so much trouble in the courts?
Well, the Biden administration is trying to do something the national federal government has never done before, which is to have this vaccine or testing mandate for workers in hospitals and healthcare facilities, and then also when employers have more than 100 employees. And it is a big step to take. The government is arguing, well, we haven't had a pandemic like this before when we also had a vaccine. And so it's this kind of unprecedented public health challenge, and then also this broad invocation of emergency powers. And the courts have not faced this precise question of federal power before.
And not every case is going against vaccine requirements. We mentioned this case out of Massachusetts where hospital workers were trying to get an exemption from a mandate there. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Breyer rejected that case without explanation. Where does that one fit in with the previous two we were talking about?
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch the courts grapple with these issues in slightly different contexts. In the Massachusetts case, it was the hospital that was imposing the mandate. Now, it was really a mandate. They fired people who refused to get vaccinated. And the doctors and nurses in Massachusetts said, "We have religious reasons for objecting to the vaccine. We have disabilities that are not on the list of exempted disabilities from the CDC, but we still think we shouldn't have to take the vaccine." And the Supreme Court said no in that context, just as they said no to people who challenged a vaccine mandate by the state of Maine. So the Supreme Court, in this context in which you have employers or states requiring vaccines, they are allowing those mandates to go forward.
Tell me why that may be, because you're right. It seems like there may be a legal difference between a state or a business requiring one of these vaccines and the federal government, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have this 1905 ruling from the Supreme Court that allowed a vaccine mandate by the state of city of Cambridge in Massachusetts. And so for 100 years, that's been on the books, this idea that a local government can require vaccines in a public health emergency. Whether the federal government can do so raises a different question about the powers of the national government. That's what the Supreme Court has yet to tackle and answer directly. And so we're seeing some pushback from at least lower court judges on that particular question.
And do you think this for sure is on its way to the Supreme Court?
I do. I just don't think there's any other way to resolve these questions about the Biden administration's powers. In the end, the Supreme Court is going to have to weigh in.
All right. Well, that may take a while. Emily Bazelon is a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at the Yale Law School. Emily, thank you so much for walking us through some of these complicated cases. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.